Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Universal Random. Today we talk about April Fool's pranks, we talk about some martial arts, calisthenics, our likes and dislikes of school, a little bit of graduation, and yeah, hope you guys enjoy. Intro. Anyway, welcome to episode, 37 of Universal Random Podcast. Should I say a real name? No, let's say a username. We got Omenuro. I think I said that wrong in the chat, right? Omenuro. It sounds like a crypto.
My real name in the last one, who cares?
Oh, okay. Anyway, let's get into it, man. So first thing, you know what April Fool's is, right? April Fool's.
Your mother died.
What?
April Fool's.
Yeah.
Oh, she's alive.
We got someone in here. What's up, dude? What's up, Chicken Lo Mein? All right, anyway. I remember this one April Fool's prank, kinda. In middle school, my teacher rigged up fart spray, and they sprayed it in the men's restroom. And the thing is, they didn't smell it immediately, so they sprayed it two more times. Like, I don't smell it, and then they started spraying it like everywhere. And then like 2 minutes later, anyone who went in the restroom was like, "Oh, it's so bad in here. It was nasty." I'm like, that's pretty funny. Yeah, that was cool. How about you? What have you done?
What the hell?
Yeah, stank, bro.
I don't be really doing that for real.
You didn't really do anything?
Nah.
No? Oh, I remember one time I rigged up this like ketchup bottle thing. So these are restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah.
I shot it at a teacher and had string in there, and they thought it was actually like the sauce. And it was really funny because they just jumped. It was in elementary school. It was really funny.
Bro was shooting his teachers at a young age.
Bro, chill. No, it was it was pretty funny. I remember this. What'd you say?
Launching ketchup bottles at your teacher.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It was pretty fun, though. But, there's just one more thing. At my house, I rigged underneath the toilet ketchup packets that I twisted up. So when someone sat on it, it would, like, explode, basically. And what happened was my older sister, when she was using the restroom, she sat on it and it shot everywhere. And then she got mad at us, and then she made us like, "Hey, you gotta clean the toilet." And I'm like, "Bro, come on." That was really funny.
Bro got made to clean the toilet because he's the one who made the mess.
I mean, technically I didn't make the mess, but it was pretty funny.
Okay, Buster Brown. Okay.
Okay. Did you do any pranks? Anything similar?
Yeah, I threw my sister in my garbage can.
You put what in your carpet?
I put my sister in the garbage can and walked away.
Right, you actually did that?
Yep.
Was it funny to you?
No, I just did it because I could.
Right, that's not a prank. That's just doing something for no reason.
Exactly.
Right, what's an actual prank, like, actually?
That's what a prank technically is, ain't it? You're doing something for no reason to go ha-ha funny.
But you did say...
One time, a prank called Domino's made him think. I mean, a prank called this old lady made him give a whole speech on why the president is this.
Whole speech why the president did what?
Why the president is doing this. And
that was, wait, how'd they react though?
No. So I prank called her, right?
Okay.
This is the president of the United States. And she went off on a whole rant. I'm like, what?
And that was it?
Yeah, she just kept ranting about the president and shit.
Bro, that's so weird. What the heck? There's this one prank call I remember. My friends did it. Basically, from what I see, it was like we called McDonald's or whatever, or like Taco Bell, and we told them, "Hey, I want 10,000 chicken McNuggets." And then while they said that, we were laughing, and then we just hung up because it was too ridiculous.
Little ag kids.
I don't know, man. The nuggets, they're pretty good.
Well, how you got 10,000 nuggets without me?
Yeah, pretty much. I guess.
Damn.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Well, enough about that. That's over.
Anyway, moving on. Let's go on to something else. Martial arts. Are you knowledgeable in that?
No.
No. Okay. I'll inform you with the help of Google. Anyway, let's see. I'll tell you. Okay. This is way too complicated, but hold up one second. Okay. So it says various sports or skills, mainly of Japanese origin, that came as forms of self-defense or attack. Which is pretty typical, but like some martial arts you could list right now, like there's like Taekwondo, boxing, wrestling, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, Wing Chun, there's a bunch. But going into martial arts, right? I want to start them this summer. I don't know what exactly. I mean, ideally, I want to learn a bunch of different ones. But so my friend said that you should not do that because you're going to be like kind of bad at each martial art instead of being pretty good at one martial art. But like for me personally, I had learned martial arts for self-defense, not for like to be good at it, I guess. Not to be like competitive or whatever. So yeah.
Well, I have to be able to use self-defense.
Yeah. But I don't know. I want to learn a bunch of different ones, or at least like three, for like, you know, upper body, lower body, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, that doesn't. Oh, like groundwork, kicks, and then like punches and stuff. You know, like the whole range, I guess.
Yeah.
I just want to learn most of it, because if you focus too much on one, it doesn't teach you how to use your whole body. Usually it just teaches you one part of it.
No. Pretty much. Depends.
That's true, but like, okay, if you learn boxing, you're not going to really learn how to use your feet or your legs for power. Because boxing is... What do you say?
Kickboxing.
There's kickboxing, but like normal boxing has mostly upper body, just your arms and hands. Kickboxing has both. It has your legs and your upper body. The only thing is kickboxing. That's true. But kickboxing doesn't have groundwork. Wait, what's up?
Martial art means full body.
No, it doesn't.
No, like most of them, you use your full body for everything.
That's kind of true, but it says kickboxing is a hybrid martial art. It's not like a full.
Yeah, I'm talking about kung fu. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, true. Oh yeah. Oh, it says here, kickboxing is more similar with combat sports. So yeah, that is true. But yeah, I don't know, man. What do you know so far? Like martial arts, like what? Which ones do you know?
None.
What'd you say?
Nothing at all.
Nothing really. Like you don't know. You haven't heard of, like, you know, kung fu? You haven't heard of that?
I've heard of them, but, like, I don't know about any of them.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted to, like, do one? Or, like, get into one?
Yeah.
Was it? So, I wanted to get into one since I was, like, younger.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did this karate class with my cousin one time, and it was pretty cool. But the thing is, it was like super expensive or something. It was like, at the time, like $80 a month or something like that. I'm like, bruh. My parents literally said, nah, we're not doing that. I'm like, come on.
That's not that expensive. That's going to change.
That's true, but I mean, that was when I was younger. Like, I wasn't making money. And all that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So that's why I want to get into it in the summer, like something. Like some kind of martial art. But yeah.
Yeah. You have more time because you like graduate and stuff.
Yeah. I want to have more time, yeah. But yeah. We'll see for sure. I mean, it is still kind of expensive. Like, I looked at all the places, and it's like, around $80 a month, roughly, which is kind of a lot. It's not too bad, yeah. But, what was it? So, yeah, I want to get into it, you know, get pretty good at it. Just for, like, self-defense, though. Not, like, to fight people, because that's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, that's just me on martial arts. My plan on it.
True.
Yeah. But the next thing. Oh, excuse you, man. See, next thing is all right. Next thing I want to get into is like some a new form of training, I guess, for the summer. And I'm thinking of doing bodyweight stuff. It's like calisthenics. I don't know if you've heard of that specifically. But
that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But let's see. I want to try like handstand push-ups. What's it called? Planche push-ups. What was it? Maybe just pistol squats. So like one leg squats and muscle ups.
I've done those. I've done all of those.
Have you actually? Actually?
Yeah.
Do you have a video? You can show?
No.
Okay.
What?
Alrighty, man.
I was chilling in my room when I did it. But...
Okay.
I wasn't thinking, let me record this. No, it was late at night. I was tired. And I couldn't sleep. So I'm going to work out.
So you did handstand push-ups and muscle-ups in your room?
Yeah, because I got bored.
That's crazy. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll see it and I'll prove it in the podcast, like in a future episode. I mean, I think I could show you me doing it one day, but not right now. We'll see. But yeah, I want to get into bodyweight stuff because I think it's really cool. Because it's like, it's your whole body, like lifting your whole body versus like weight.
Yeah, that's true. It's more of a natural way, I guess. I don't know.
I guess you could say it's more natural. I mean, back then they didn't really have weights like in the ancient days. It's just like push-ups, sit-ups, you know, squats.
I don't even think they did those.
What do you mean? They didn't did do push-ups back then? What did they do? What? They used a horse? I don't know.
Just working.
A horse? I don't know. For working out. I mean, that makes more sense.
They had a lot of... They were going through stuff, you know?
That's true. They had a lot of hand tools and stuff. For, like, farming and all that. Yeah, I mean, that makes more sense. I mean... Wait, what'd you say?
A lot of crazy stuff. With Vikings and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They... And, like, swimming and all that. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. They had their own stuff. Swimming, running... Yard work, or not really yard, like field work, building houses and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Just the type of people they were back then.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But yeah, it was that was back in the day, though. Not nowadays.
But, Jesus, they're looking too pretty.
I guess so.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine.
Jesus over there deadlifting.
Deadlifting? Bro, he's deadlifting the whole friggin' humanity. All of humanity. God. He deadlifts in what?
He deadlifts for God.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know, man. We don't know what they do. We don't know if they deadlift, even. But yeah.
Don't know. What are you going to do after graduation?
Oh, good question. So yeah, graduation coming up pretty soon. But I think the main thing, like the first 3 weeks after graduation, because we don't have school.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to keep my exercise routine, but like I want to start like doing stuff. Like, start more coding stuff, maybe? Like, coding on my computer?
Yeah.
That kind of thing? Or, sure. Or I might just, like, do some self-improvement type things. So, like, reading or, like, getting better sleep schedule. I almost said that wrong. You know, stuff like that.
Relaxing?
Yeah, just relaxing. I mean, it's good to relax after school, but not for too long, because then you're kind of lazy.
Yeah,
but I want to just do that because school is a little too overwhelming sometimes, so I gotta like take breaks here and there.
Yeah,
that's just my plan though. I think other people, they might go on a trip or something to like LA or NYC or something, but it's like really expensive, so I don't really want to do that.
Yeah,
but that's my plan. How about you, man, for the summer? Or, like, after school?
For the summer? I don't know. I'm probably just finding a summer job. Getting a car.
Yeah. Oh, and a car. Oh, yeah. Because, Wait, did you get your license already or not yet?
Not yet.
How long is it going to take for you, you think?
I don't know. We'll see when it happens.
Okay. Cool. We'll see, man.
Yeah, because I still have to go get my studies all right.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, we'll see for sure. But, what kind of car do you want to get? Like, truck?
Right now?
Yeah.
Mustang would be nice. Or a purple. Yeah, purple Mustang.
You want to, for your first car, you want a purple Mustang?
Yeah, I want to run that, like a dark purple.
Okay. Are you going to wrap it, or you just want to buy it like that?
Depends.
Because usually...
I could buy it like that.
Yeah.
Probably buy it like that.
Okay. Because usually they don't make purple Mustangs that often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually they're red or like black or something.
I seen one the other day.
Oh, cool. I mean, that person must be balling because purple is a nice color.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I mean, if you can do it, you should show me whenever you buy it.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. One of these days. We'll see.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, man. But, what was it? Our last thing.
Is that all right?
What do you like and not like about school? Like, personally?
There's nothing really to like or dislike. It's just there.
So you just like accept it, I guess, like how it is.
It's just there.
So pretty much.
Ain't nothing you're gonna do about it. It's just there. You need to do it. It's there.
That's true.
So
you just like you're kind of in the middle. Like you don't really have a opinion about it.
Yep.
I see. I was gonna give a whole like paragraph answer for this one.
What?
Well, basically, what I like about school is that you get to meet people that are in your own age. You get to meet people you've never seen. You get to learn stuff that you might have not known about. I guess another thing would be, like, I don't know, maybe you get opportunities and stuff, like you get to do internships or whatever, or like you might be able to do like trades, so like welding and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the downsides are, for one, school teaches you a lot of stuff that you really don't need to know. Like, for example, right? You're not going to really use history to learn how to get a job, right? To get a job, you're going to learn how to, like, make a resume or save money or whatever, right? Or interview. Thing is, from our school, they don't really teach us that. At least when I was going through, they didn't really teach us stuff like how to get interview, how to do this, how to do that. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah.
Why do I gotta learn?
It's pretty easy. You need to know your history because you can learn from it. So,
yeah, that's true. But like, some people just don't have a natural ability for that. Like, some people may not know very well. So, like, I feel like they should teach that too. But I know what you're saying. I mean, you can definitely learn from it if you don't have experience. Yeah. And another thing about school is they don't really focus on mental health that much. So, like, if you need help mentally, most teachers won't know what to do, or like counselors, they'll try, but they won't give you exactly what you need. Like, for example, right? Let's say you're on, which is very common, substance abuse or like vaping or whatever, right? So what happens usually is they'll take your thing away or they'll suspend you, and then you'll come back and there's nothing really different. Like, let's say, you know, you get suspended, right? And your parents don't do anything. There's nothing really you can do for yourself because you're still like hooked onto it. Like, you need it to like get out of bed and stuff. So it's like, you know, they should do at least try a little bit harder for like that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, they do have stuff for that now.
Oh yeah, that's true. And now they do, like, now it's getting a lot better.
Yeah.
But I feel like it should have been that way since I started, I guess. Like, since my first year, it should have been that way. But yeah, it's good. It's better.
Yeah.
I would say. Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, there's a couple other things like having to use punch cards for the restroom. That's kind of weird to me. You should be able to go to the restroom when you need to. Oh, it's just weird to me, bro.
Yeah, we're not little kids.
Yeah, the youngest people there are like 14, maybe. And of course, you know, a 14-year-old is not the most mature person. They're not like 7, bro. They're not that young.
They're not in first grade.
Exactly. I was like, come on, just let us go to the restroom, bro. And even for like seniors too, I'm like, bro, we're literally adults. Like, we can use the restroom. But I guess they have to make it fair for everyone, whatever. So it's kind of annoying. Yeah. I think that's it, man. I think that's a wrap.
All right, bro. I'm gonna go get some sleep.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. I said later, bro.
Later, bro.